And don't be surprised if Coach Cottrell and the offensive coordinators see that, run it right that direction again, and let him race to the sideline.
Entering tonight, he had 25 carries, 422 yards, and this one's a handoff to Hayden Horn. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Cass City. With 39 seconds left here in the third quarter, Cass City strikes again. It's now 38-6 against Bannack, and they have a two-point conversion still on the way.
And they do exactly what we said, except to the other guy. Hayden Horn goes to the opposite side, and he takes it down the left side. There's nobody outside on that play. And once he gets past the line of scrimmage, he angles on the left-hand side towards the sideline and strolls into the end zone for his second score in the second half.
Going for two. Trying to make this a 40-6 ball game. 7-yard run from number 7, Hayden Horn. As a quarterback keeper, Bryce Fernald tries to turn the corner, and he's stopped at the 2-yard line. 2-point conversion is no good. So the score remains 38-6, a 32-point lead for the Redhawks right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
Cass City 38, Bannack 6, with 39 seconds left here in the third quarter. Tom Rijau ready to kick things off for the Cass City Redhawks at their own 40-yard line. High kick, short kick, comes in about the 24-yard line, and it's number 27 for the Hatchets. That would be Jack Fisher. Jack Fisher gets out to beyond the 30-yard line, tackle made by Hayden Horn. After about a 5, maybe 6-yard return, first and 10 from the 30, right from the 30-yard line for the Bannack Hatchets.
A pretty decent field position for Bannack. They had a nice drive last series, but it really stalled, incompletion, and then tackle in the backfield. Too many tackles for loss, too many plays of 0 yards that has put them in long situations, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 8, 4th down and 13. Those are situations that are low percentage completion opportunities, and this Cass City defense has taken complete advantage of it.
1st and 10 for the Bannack Hatchets, left or right across the radio for the next 34 seconds. Spread formation, 2 wide each way, hugging that left hash. Direct snap or handoff to Jack Clancy. Breaks free of 2 tackles. Has the first down as he lunges across the 40. Hayden Horn tackles him down to the 41-yard line. 11-yard gain for Jack Clancy. And the clock stops momentarily to move the chains with 27 seconds left in the third.
A nice run there by Jack Clancy. But when he gets out in open space, I'd like to see Cody Tulaski hold that block. If he blocks out Hayden Horn, I think Jack Clancy has an opportunity to get even more yards on that play, but instead Hayden Horn is able to get off that block and make the tackle.
15 seconds left in this third quarter. 2 wide each way. Benny Blackstock in the shotgun, Clancy to his right. And it's a delayed handoff, and Jack Clancy fumbles it, and it's right into the hands of Cass City at the 35-yard line, and that is how the third quarter will end, with a fumble recovery by the Cass City defense. Fourth quarter coming up, and Cass City's offense will be on the field with a short field 35 yards away from pay dirt, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars.
The end of the first quarter.
For the last 24 years, I've been excited to put people into new vehicles, used vehicles, and make their purchases as easy as possible. I'm a certified new and used car salesperson, plus I'm the internet sales manager here at Moore Motors. I really enjoy putting people into the vehicle that they want or figuring out what vehicle they want with them and getting them the best deal possible. And
made them smile.
The thing I like about working here at Moore Motors is we are transparent for as far as pricing goes, and there's no games and gimmicks. We're not trying to bring people in with a $99 lease that you've got to jump through hoops to qualify for. The most satisfaction I get is when a customer tells me that this was the easiest car purchase that they've ever had. Our whole job is to make you completely satisfied, so you'll tell everybody to come on in to Moore Motors and deal with Denny King or deal with one of the other sales staff. So if you're looking for a new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see me, Denny the King of Cars, at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com. You really do get more here at Moore Motors in Carroll.
And now it's the fourth quarter. Cass City recovers a fumble to end the third quarter, and now they're at the Bannex 35-yard line. They lead by 32 points. First and 10, left, right across your radio. Bryce Fernald at quarterback for the Cass City Redhawks. Three-man backfield. Looks like it would be Mesters, Cathrell, and Horn. And Horn gets the handoff. He's across the 35 and down to about the 34 before number 50 for Bannex. That would be Mike Messing. Stops him in his tracks. Second down, 9 to go from the 34.
Yeah, with this kind of score in this situation, I got to believe that you're going to not see – I've said this before, and I've been very wrong with Coach Cathrell, but at some point you got to call the dogs, and you at least cannot allow Sandon Cathrell to be running the football, because that would certainly be a huge damper in your season if he were to go down with an injury. So I'm not – I'd be more comfortable if they would let him play quarterback and hand it off.
And he gets the handoff here, and he's going to be brought down for a 2-yard loss. Tackle made by number 15, Micah Gordon, for the Bad Axe Hatchets. It's now 3rd and 11 from the 36-yard line on this right hash.
Nowhere to go there that time. Bad Axe gets them linebackers on the outside. Micah Gordon over here on the sideline maintains that presence, comes up and cuts down Cass City, and not allow Sandon Cathrell to get to the sideline. That time, no gain, maybe a loss of one.
Third down, 11 now from the 36-yard line. Bryce Fernald at quarterback, three-man backfield. Still Mester, Cathrell, and Horn. Horn gets the handoff. Cuts in, has positive yards. Dropped down to the 33-yard line, but a flag flies back at the original line of scrimmage at the 36. Number 50, Mike Messing for the Bad Axe Hatchets on the tackle, as the officials try and square this one away. Holding on the offense, a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which is at the 35, so this is going to push Cass City back to the 45-yard line. And it will be a third down and 20 from the 45-yard line, right at the smack dab of that midfield logo. 10:37 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, at some point you're going to have to explain to everybody what you're talking about.
I'm trying not to say it, I promise. Bryce Fernald under center. No, excuse me, Sandon Cathrell rolls to his left, looking down to pass, lets it fly, and this one is intercepted by Jensen Emmerich at the 32-yard line, as Cathrell's third interception of the season goes into the hands of Bad Axe, and another turnover on downs.
Yeah, Sandon Cathrell had his mind made up. That was the route he was throwing it to. Jensen Emmerich stepped forward, and he could instantly, and he's got good speed, and that saved him here. He hits the brakes and turns around and showcases that quick lateral speed and catches up to Alex Perry. The ball's just a little underthrown, but Jensen Emmerich in perfect position goes up and picks that off, and we're absolutely right. That ball should have never been thrown. Tuck it and run, throw it out of bounds, live to see another day. But when the going's good, sometimes you just let it go and trust your receiver will make a play. But Jensen Emmerich was the one that makes the nice play and takes the football back for the Hatchets.
First and 10 for the Hatchets. Right to left across your radio at the 33-yard line. That would be the second takeaway for the Bad Axe defense on tonight. And rolling to his left, that would be Vinny Blackstock looking to pass, and his command wide open. That's Micah Gordon at the 43 and runs out of bounds at the 44-yard line. That is going to be an 11-yard reception and enough to move the chains by a yard. First and 10 for the Hatchets.
A nice throw there by Vinny Blackstock, and he's one of those rare guys that the best throws that he's made today are the ones where he's had to throw across his body when rolling out of the pocket. When he's rolled with his momentum, he's been high off the mark. That one there was right on the number, and it was thrown as soon as Micah Gordon planted an out route to the outside. Then he blasted.